Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April the 25th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are looking at the mobilization for young people to register for the 2018 elections, including those in the diaspora. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution. And we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. The campaign for young people to register to vote in the 2018 general elections is gathering momentum, with activists in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora pulling out all the stops to motivate the youth demographic. Different civil society groups are on the ground across the country mobilizing eligible voters, primarily the youths. Why? Because they form the majority voting bloc in Zimbabwe. A similar movement is taking place in the diaspora, where activists are urging Zimbabweans to travel to motherland for voter registration and, indeed, the voting itself next year. Lichona njani, zulukandaba ikutibana kuhlelo lwenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela imizamo enziwa zinhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo ezizimeleyo kanye labasakhulayo abakhuthazanayo enkundleni zebulenjini kanye laselizweni mathupha eleZimbabwe ukubana bakithi luyavula uhlelo lokubhalisa ukuze abantu bevote kukhetho oluzayo luzaba luvulwa kusikhathana esilandelayo. Ngakho kumele libhalise umuntu wonke omdala lomncane, kumele uyebhalisa nxa uleminyaka edlula elichumi lasificamnembili, 18 years, kumele ubone ukuthi uyabhalisa ukuze uvote kukhetho oluzayo. Lo mkhankaso oqhutshwa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezisezimbabwe leziphandle kwelizwe kanye labasakhulayo abaphakathi kwelizwe labaphandle. Kwaziwa ivatereri Chirongwa ndechenyu Chirongwa The Connection. Asi muswechipiri tichikurukura nekurudziro iri kuitwa nevemasangano akazvimirira oga pamwe chete nevanorwe vari kukurudzira uye kuyambira veruzhinji zvikuru sei vechidiki kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa ndokuti vavote musarudzo dzegore rinotevera dza 2018. And mumwe wevari kuita kurudziro iyi omunye wavasakhulayo avaqhuva lomukhankaso, one of their activists is Vimbaishe Mushwaburi, who is pushing her campaign on social media, especially Facebook. And if the thousands and thousands of people that are watching her videos on a daily basis are anything to go by, then certainly the people are listening, or at least paying attention. Joining me now is Vimbaishe Mushwaburi, a youth activist domiciled in South Africa. Good evening, Vimbai, and welcome on Studio 7, The Connection.
Good evening, Dunga. How are you? Thank you for having me this evening.
It's my pleasure, Vimbai. Let's jump straight into it. We are talking voter mobilization and You are one of the activists who are pushing this agenda. Let me start about, let me start with a video that you posted today. You were almost in tears when you were talking about the crisis in Zimbabwe and urging young people and indeed everyone else to register. What makes you so angry, so concerned about our situation?
I think today it was a different day, absolutely, because, it's not so different from any other day, because I think as Zimbabweans, we have come to a point where we have accepted the unacceptable. So what has happened is that because we have accepted the unacceptable, we tend to live with what is there, but not actually getting into our hearts to accept the emotions that are brought upon by the situation in our country. So today, as I was sitting down to actually give out what I've got to give out to the people of Zimbabwe, I started feeling a lot of pain in my heart, and I realized that, look, I can be angry right now, but I am more emotional more than I am angry, because we are at a point where we feel helpless because so much has happened. We've got a list of things that are happening in Zimbabwe, and this list of things, literally, we have done nothing about. We've just spoken about them, but we haven't even gotten to a point where we are saying, now it is time to act. And these decisions are brought upon by small things like fear. Fear. Why are we afraid as Zimbabweans? We are afraid as Zimbabweans because we were taught to be afraid. We were educated. And when you are educated, you use your brain. You don't use your emotions. And you don't use, you don't act according to what is going on at that particular moment. So, as a matter of fact, I actually do understand Zimbabweans for being afraid, because we were taught to use our brains. Everybody is so educated to a point that you have to think about it. But this is the time that we have to stop using our education to think about what is happening in Zimbabwe. We have to use our experience. We have to use our emotion. We have to use our anger. And that is, as a matter of fact, is going to make us stand up and speak to the current government and say, you know what, we've let you go on, and we've been long-standing for many years, but nothing has come to fruition. As a matter of fact, our country has gone to the dogs. Like, we can't even say that for Zimbabwe confidently. We can say it because we're proud to be Zimbabwean, but as a matter of fact, there is a lot of things that have happened in Zimbabwe that have brought so much emotion. So yes, so today's video was literally driven by emotion. But as a matter of fact, my point was still driven again to the people to say, listen, as much as we have gone through all these things, all these 37 years, what we have to understand is the fact that the change is in our hands. The change has got to happen through us. We have got to build a new Zimbabwe. If nobody else is going to do it for us.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Vimbai. And joining us now is our second guest from the United Kingdom. And that's a lawyer and ZANU-PF activist, Masimba Mavaza. Vamavaza, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, many people, those on the opposition terrain, pulling out all the stops in Zimbabwe and outside, urging each other to go and register to vote in the 2018 elections. Ku UK koko kwaka mira say vamavaza. Are you doing the same as ZANU-PF?
Right. Thank you so much. Yes, actually, as ZANU-PF, what we are doing is we are encouraging everybody to register to vote. As you are aware and everybody is aware, we do not have a diaspora vote. So if you have to vote for now, you will have to go back home, register and vote. So we are really indeed requesting people, we are mobilizing the vote.
Let's play hardball, Mr. Mavaza. As a ZANU-PF activist, we know things are not okay in Zimbabwe. The country is falling apart. How do you look people in the face and say to them, I am a ZANU-PF activist, please go home and register so you can vote for ZANU-PF in the coming election? How do you make your case when the country is so much in a mess and many people blame it on your party, and that's ZANU-PF, which has been in power for the past 37 years?
But if you look into our country again, we are not falling apart. Zimbabwe is not falling apart. We are not different from any other African country around us and far beyond. We actually have a better governance than some of the Eastern European countries. But however, yes, there are some few problems here and there which we are facing as a country, but they are not caused by ZANU-PF. Most of our problems are caused by the opposition. And we are saying, if you vote for ZANU-PF resoundingly this coming year, and we have got all the seats we need, we will do the best we can, correct our mistakes, and do the best for the people.
Can I jump in there, Mr. Mavaza? ZANU-PF won resoundingly in the 2013 general elections. You control both houses of the legislature, that's the Senate and Parliament. How then can you say, people should vote for ZANU-PF so it can win resoundingly when already you have won resoundingly in the previous election? And the problems that you say a few problems still persist. How then do you make your case again when we are in such a mess?
Right. You are simply saying we are in a mess. We are not in a mess. You have not told us what we think is the mess we're in as a country. We are not
okay,
in
a okay,
mess.
Okay, 95% of unemployment. There is no cash in the country. The bond notes have disappeared. The US dollar has disappeared. There is no jobs in the country. Companies continue to shut down because of the situation in the country.
But our growth rate, our economic growth rate, is actually steadily improving. That's the first thing. The second thing, we have created so many indigenous people who can do their own jobs. The problem with people is to be employed by somebody. We have created people to be self-sufficient. With the land we have given out, with the land we have given to people, especially this year with the command agriculture, we have got a lot of good harvest we had as a country, and we are going to plow back all what we have lost. Yes, we had problems here and there for our cash because we are not using our own currency. And why are we not using our currency? It's because of the sanctions asked by the opposition for the past 15 to 18 years. And because of that, we are trying to survive, to wake up from these sanctions. And now, in that aspect, we had so many things aimed at us as a party and at us as a country. It did not affect ZANU-PF. It affected the whole country. And what do we do as a country now? We are saying, give us another chance. We go ahead. We improve what has been destroyed by the opposition.
Zimbai, can you jump in there?
Okay, Mr. Ntunga, I think, as a matter of fact, I think you it's unfortunate that ZANU-PF has raised clowns. I think this man is a clown. Mr. Mavaza is literally saying things that are making us laugh. As Zimbabwe, I'm sure all Zimbabweans that are listening to this are laughing. Mr. Mavaza, 95% of Zimbabweans living in the United Kingdom are asylum seekers. Why did they go and seek asylum? They went to seek asylum because the situation in Zimbabwe was beginning to boil. So now you're telling me that you're going to mobilize Zimbabweans that live in the United Kingdom to go and vote. Who are they going to vote for? 95% of them who are running away from the regime, from the ZANU-PF regime, going to stay in the United Kingdom. You now want them to go back to Zimbabwe to go and vote. Who are they voting for?
Let me answer you there. The first point is that the violent nature of your speech by calling me a clown is not very nice. But let's go on and discuss. The second issue, you are seriously mistaken. 95% of Zimbabweans in England are not asylum seekers. Most Zimbabweans came here as nurses. Some came here as engineers. It's only, I will tell you, because I'm a lawyer and I deal with immigration law.
I think you're a lawyer, sir, but you're not being honest at all.
Let me finish.
You're not being honest.
Let me finish. From the people
I've lived in the United Kingdom. I know the situation.
Okay,
nurses have turned into nurses. They turned into nurses after seeking asylum and getting papers.
Okay, I'll come back to you. Let Mr. Mabaza make his point.
The problem with people is when they see you in England, they think you're an asylum seeker. It's not all Zimbabweans who are asylum seekers. Millions, thousands are not. Yes, we have a number of guys who have sought asylum. And if you look at it clearly, none of them is running away from a government or anything. They are just running away. They are just looking for greener pasture. It's not only Zimbabweans in England. For information, we have every person from every African state. They are here. We have South Africans in their numbers. Actually, there are more South Africans in this country. We have got Nigerians. We have got Libyans. We have every African national you find him in England. So it will be wrong and really misguided to think that every Zimbabwean in England is an asylum seeker. That's wrong. And again, when a Zimbabwean comes and seeks asylum in England, it's not necessarily that they are running away from the government. They are trying to find a way to stay and help their families. For your information, the world has become a global village. So people are moving up and down. In Zimbabwe, there are thousands of Chinese, thousands of Americans, thousands of Nigerians, thousands of South Africans, Congolese. Some are deporting from Zimbabwe. So every person is moving everywhere because the grass looks greener far away from you.
Hold your horses.
We are talking voter mobilization here. Can I jump in and speak about voter mobilization?
Okay, hold your horses there, Bimbai. Ndimbo Toram Tereri, Tina Mkoma, Peter. Magadiva, Peter.
Ipo magadi mkoma.
Aiwa, tripo edu. Mapina mchirongwa, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ya, ini angu ndukona pakuti nyaya mkutawara ya kutubanu wa rejiste kufota, nyaya kanaka zukuru. Nyeti kandesa kutizo wanu muzimbabu, nguwa yese, toko wadi wanu vota. I'm not encouraging people not to go and register and vote. I'm encouraging them to go and register and vote. But the problem we are having in Zimbabwe is katarisa mwasura mekamata bomu. ZANU-PF iri kuriga maelection iri kutadzeve zvimwe zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti isabve mupower iye zvino tikaenda kumareserve tinoona ZANU-PF inoshandisa masabhuku machifi nevamwe vakawanda kudaro kuchidyira vanhu kana maticha unonzwa vachinzi izvo iti handigoni kunyora handina kufunda teacher kana headmaster achivhoterwa nemunhu wezanu-PF. Kobva ipapo, toindazve pathe current system yanzi yakuyai yeDVRS. Tiri kuona kuti zvinezvi pavariko vari kuongorora vatoburitsa udhamu hwakawanda hunoratidza kuti election ya 2018 vatotanga rigging process nekuti tiri kunzwa zviri kuitekwa hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka nyaya yemuno muZimbabwe haisi nyaya yekuvhota but itori nyaya yekugadzirisa the system iri pasi on the ground iri kufanya ZANU-PF.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Peter nekupinda muchirongwa.
pansati nda peza angu ndi wangu ndi mkote
pezi sai itai gaga
na mkoma wa rukuta ura matuanzu mkoma chi
ndi mkoma mabaza e
ya vama waza regandi wawzi nchiti wanu wariku kuda kumzeko nyika wariku kuda ni kutu wariku tiza kutambura muno kumonga nyoko zironda muno nye kuti muna mune chondibasi wana wariku tambura iyo zino iyo mkome yao tika wafunde yao nundo zi wakuti kana waine degree kana wari lawyer waya wana ma grants pa university iyo zino apana wana wariku tambura. In the last, just last month, I read kuti almost 12,000 my students dropped out of the university simply because they couldn't pay their fees. I still remember then kuti kawataro babaya wangu kuti pataka wina independence inini I'm a war collaborator. I fought the war and tilsoni achimwanze beto. I know everything. So taka kubuda kona 1995 kuti vanhu vari kutonga havasida kubva pachinzvimbo and this mudara is entrenched at the state house. Mukoma Peter
tinotenda nekupinda muchirongo ari gaiti mbotora vamwe vatereri tinotenda zvikuru. Aha, vamabaza ndichadzoka hangu kwamuri. Ngipenduke kuwe Vimbai. Ukhulumisana labasa akhulayo kumkhankaso wakho. Ngubone ngelinye ilanga ubulo Linda Masarira. Lapho ukhulumisana labasa akhulayo laba kungaba ku social media, Facebook, Twitter. Kumbe ukhulumisana labo mathupha ngomlomo bathini bale ntshunkuntshu nayo kuyabhalisa ukuze bevote
kakhulu baba bale saluthando lwakhona lokuthi basukume bayevote kodwa abakwazi ukuthi bavotele bani ngoba akukabi lo muntu ongaba khona ukuthi bangathi lo umuntu uyu umuntu esifuna ukumvotela ngoba sebedinyiwe ngokubuswa ngabantu abadala abangafuni ukusuka abafuna ukuzidlela bona. Ngiyathanda into ekhulunywe ngubaba uPeter. Mr. Peter said, you know it breaks my heart because he went to the war, Mr. Peter. He said to me, he said pane 12,000 people students vaka drop out ku university. Let me tell you something, even vanopedza pa university vanopedza ma course avo, do you know that they don't even know how to apply for jobs because there are no jobs? Like, they've got no experience. What they know is phoning someone. Do you know someone at this company? That's not how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to even have experience on how to apply for jobs. So no apply amabasa api abano apply. There's so many things that is going on where the youth are saying, you know what, we are tired of this. But we don't want this government. We don't trust anyone. They don't trust this coalition that is going on between Changirai and Mujuru because they've all been there, you know? They've all been there. And what is it that they've given us? We haven't had nothing. But what they've had is they've just taken for themselves. Let's go back to voter mobilization. I'm not going to speak about the United Kingdom because I'm not in the United Kingdom. Even if I know how the United Kingdom works, having lived there, I'm going to talk about South Africa. South Africa has got millions of people that live here that are Zimbabweans. Abafuna ukuthi kathethi basukume bahambe eZimbabwe beregister. Kodwa umbuzo uwodwa njengoba ngikhulumile. Umbuzo ngokuthi singahamba siye register, yebo singahamba. December holidays are coming. I was encouraging people to realize that in December they can't just make it a holiday. They need to get up and go and register while they are on holiday. Kana vachi register kuvota, vanotya kuti pakunovota paya. The whole mobilization that will be going on, them being in Zimbabwe, are they safe, number one? Is their vote protected? Number two, is the vote going to be rigged? But you know what? It is my job to encourage every youth. I don't care, or I shouldn't use that. I don't care. But I am not going to take what Mr. Mavaza is saying because he's not saying the truth. He's not telling us the truth. I'm not going to listen to any ZANU-PF official that comes in and speaks the same thing that last week when we were speaking, somebody else was speaking the same thing. Oh, Zimbabwe is nice. Oh, no, we are just, we've just got a few problems. That is not true. But instead, I am going ahead and continuing to tell the youth, Babantunga, that listen, guys, we now need new blood in the cabinet. We now need new blood in the office. People that we understand or understand us. And that have got the love for Zimbabwe. Because remember, we are rebuilding Zimbabwe from the beginning, from the foundation. From the foundation. That's where we are taking it from. So how are we going to take somebody who's 80 years old or who's 70 years old to come and lead us again? And then we're going to have the same problem in the next 20 years. And then we are going to have a problem again trying to bring him down again and take him out of government, and he'll be now 90. So we are literally at a point where we want to vote. But we want to vote for the right person. The right person who's going to take another 30 years of rebuilding Zimbabwe. And we want to live in that Zimbabwe. We don't want to die, by the way, before we live in the Zimbabwe. We want to live in it. So, yes, the youth I'm talking to are literally, are genuinely responding, and they genuinely want to go and register, and they genuinely want to go and vote, and that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Kube kubambile konapo, Vimbai, va mavaza ndrugu, ndino zwaguti, mudaku taura ipapo, mudaku responda, ndicha dzoka kwa muri. Shortly, ngigenge tate umlaleli lapha Ezri Shavane Umaruma David. Gunjani mnumzana.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngena kuhlezweni.
Yeah, hayi lati siyabonga. So ungenile ungaqhubeka baba.
Siwaphela. Na manje mina ngiyakhuluma isishona kakhulu lesikiwa.
Ah, tawura henyu.
Nyari pondo kuti ha zvinotaurwa navamavaza izvo ndona sokuti vakarasika. Sokuona kuti noita zvanotaura kuti nyika ino ine mpundutso haina zvachose. Nokuti izvinezvi ndine mukomana wangu akapedza degree ku university uko avane ma 3 years apedza BSc engineering yake mining asina hapana basa up to now. Panogona confusion yacho unona kuti vanhu vacho vanotaura system zvaizvi. But what they are doing, those people vanenge vachitova nemadegree hatisi kuzvibona. Saka izvo zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vasina direction. Votoenda zvekumaagriculture ikoko vanoti kwai takaita land reform. Onyatsoona kuti vanhu vanenge vari mavacho vevavava kutova zvavanhu vapundutswa kupedzisira hapana. Woisa grain yavo kuGMB. Asi hapasina mari nokuya zvakare. Saka unonyatsoona kuti vanhu vasina direction, hasi kuzva kwari vanoenda. How can we expect the population in the nation inozara navanhu vanongoita mavenda chete chete? Each and every one is kutengesa.
Mm-hmm. Saka makagadzirira kuti munge muchinonyoresa here mukoma pachavhurwa chirongwa ichi panguva shoma inotevera. Hello, Mkoma David. I think we have lost David there. And if you've just joined in, this is The Connection coming to you live from Studio 7 at The Voice of America. And tonight we are talking voter mobilization by activists and civil society as well as political parties. And that story can be summed up in this one sentence that's a quotable quote from American editor and writer George Jean Nathan, who once said, bad officials are the ones. Now, bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote. Mkoma mavaza ndino funga manzwa vatereri vari kuti aiwa muri kurasika nyika yaita manyama rongo manyama mirene rongo zvino hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka mungada kupinda ipapo.
Thank you. Right, there are 3 points I need to raise quickly, then I'll go to the voter registration. The first issue, Mkoma Peter, the other speaker who spoke, he made it very clearly that people are not running away from the government. Neither are they running away from political violence. They are running away from poverty. That I agree with him. So it was wrong for Wimbai to say people are being chased out of their country or running away from their government. No. Number two, if people are mobilized to vote, I can assure you ZANU-PF will still win. Because we do not have a strong opposition against us. And why do people love us? Because we have shown them that we are the party to rely on. We have been winning for the past 37 years, and there was never a rigging, except those who are crying that we have been rigged, and that they have not voted. Nobody has come up with proof of any rigging. Even Tsvangirai agreed that, no, there was no rigging in 2018. It was a proper, clear, and fair win.
No, Tsvangirai never said that Vamawaza, let me defend him. He never said there was no rigging.
No, he said there was rigging in 2008. But in 2018, he did not say there was a rigging.
He said so. He said there was Nikuv. And Nikuv is a company that Zimbabweans are talking about even today.
Yes, but the Nikuv issue came 3 months after elections, as an afterthought. But what we are going to say here is, when you look at Zimbabwean history of elections from 1980, the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Robert Mugabe, has been winning for 37 years. No rigging. We have not rigged. If anybody has proof of rigging, will come up. But what we are saying now is, there is power in numbers. If we all mobilize people to go and vote, even if there's anybody who rigs, which we know there's none, nobody can rig and throw away 5 million votes. If everybody goes to vote, we'll see exactly what happens.
Can I interject there, Vamawaza? You are raising a very important point. You are talking about the power of numbers. And let's talk statistics. According to the Zimbabwe 2012 statistics, the population of Zimbabwe stands at 13 million, and the population in the urban areas is 4.2 million, which is 33% of the population. Then the population in the countryside, that's the rural areas, is 8.7 million people. And traditionally, that is where ZANU-PF enjoys a lot of support, whereas the urban population is where the opposition traditionally draws its support. Rambai Makabata, Ipapo Mkoma Mawanza, Ndimbo Pinza, another guest, that's Maureen Kademaunga, Vesangano Re Women for Women Zimbabwe. Vane chirongwa chavo chavari kukurudzira zvikuru sei vanasikana kuti vange vachinyoresa uyezve kukwikwidza kuketo oluzayo. Mai Mademaunga, ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa. Mungatitaura chiri kufamba sei chirongwa chenyu ichi, uyezve vechidiki vakazvipira here kuti vange vachinonyoresa kuvhota?
Chirongwa chehashtag SheVote 2018 campaign sekutaura kwamaita chirongwa chekukurudzira madzimai kunyanyanyanya chidiki vakambovhota nevasati vambovhota kuti panobvurwa kurejista kuchitanga kugadzirwa vota zvoitsva vese vabude vanorejista neuwandu hwavo nemusuwesarudzo vagobuda zvakare vanovhota neuwandu hwavo. Chechipiri tisinei hacho neprogramu yatirikuita nhasi ndicho chirongwa chiri kukurudzira zvakare kuti tiwane makandidheti emadzimai echidiki for parliament and for local government as well. Chirongwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka. Tapinda mumaruva, tiri kupinda mumaurban areas matiri kutaura tiungana nemadzimai echidiki tichitaya kuonesana kuti kutambudzika nekushungurudzika kuri kuita mwanasikana weZimbabwe, kunosanganisira kuti shuru vachinzi vedu tiri vechild bearing age, tinoda zvipatara zvine mishonga, tinoda kukwanisa kusununguka mune zvakanaka tiri muzvipatara izvozvo, tine zvirwere zvatiratiri reproductive health issues, ano akawanda pazira kune kuriroro asi tikona kusvikatira zvida zvida mishonga zvekushungurudzika pamusoro pezvizvi kune nyaya yemapasa ayo atakanyeberwa nehurumende yezanupf kuti vachadhiriva 2.3 million jobs havana kukwanisa kutevera mapasa iwayo asi atinoziva ndechekuti pazira ratiro ratikutaurine zvaro 18 to 35 years which is young women vachinzvavo havana mabasa vamwe vakaenda kuchikoro kusvika kuita madegree kuita kudzidza skills and different other things asi havasi kukwanisa kushandisa zvinhu izvozvo nokuti indastry hamuna hakuna mabasa kunyange vakada kusvikira pase zvavo as entrepreneurs environment haibvumidzi zvakare dzimba dziri kuparara nekuti varume kana tose ari mayoung marriage vari kuenda kunobuda kunana south africa tichadza pfunduto kureva kuti dzimba dzaparara tikati zvatinosangana nazvo nenyaya yekutongwa kwatii zimbabwe kusina kumira zvakanaka semadzimai echidiki zvinorwadza ende zvinoshungurudza zvakanyanya i think kana tisarisa pademography vanhu vari kunyanya kutambudzika nenyaya yenhau yezimbabwe nekutongwa nezvinetisoti mukati zvisina kubuda patsemu madzimai echidiki saka zvatiri kutamba tichitaurira nechi nezvekuti aiwaka kwazvinobva kutudzo kwekuti patinonomira pamakiri tichivhota paya vanhu vatinovhota ivavo uri kutovhota kuti for the next 5 years chii chauchapakurira vana mundiro for the next 5 years basa rauchashanda chauchapeka everything is decided by that vote and I think madzimai echidiki ari kuzvinzwisisa izvozvo chinhu chimwe chese chiri kutinetsa inyaya yandanzwa muchitaura pandapinda muprogram nyaya yekubirwa kwevhoti vataura vekuzanup f ava vakavhota haibirwi ichi hatisi chokwadi kubva 1980 maelections esaitika muzimbabwe aine rekod in the high court nekuchallengewa nemamwe mapolitical actors nemamwe mapolitical parties kuti paita kubirirwa ende hakuna zvinozonyatsa kuitwa nekuti tinozviziva kuti zvinhu zvakaita semakosi edu dzimwe nguva vanomanikidzwa kutora iri nehurumende iri kutonga saka chinhu chatiri kuona tichifamba ndechekuti madzimai echidiki ari kuti hongu tiri kunzwisisa kuti ichisu kana tichinge tavhota ndo patichaita se pasava nepfunduto yedu asi hatina confidence in the electoral process saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana vanhu vese vari pachokwadi soita zvavataura vataura muromo wakanaka chaizvo kudaiwo vanhu vakabuda vakanovhota vakawanda anenge asarudzwa ndiye asika pane chinhu chimwe chete takaminisa zvese izvi inoya maelectoral reforms saka madzimai echidiki atoyerwa kunovhota tinoda kunovhota kuregesa tinoda but dai nyaya dzemaelectoral reforms dzatanga dzagadziriswa dai nyaya dzeviolence dzekurohwa dzekumanikidzwa kuti tivhotere patisingade tichitona assisted voters tichiri vanhu vakaenda kuchikoro dai zvese izvozvo zvambomiswa kuitira kuti tinoziva kuti pandiri kunovhota vhoti yangu icharemekedza anenge akarudzwa nevanhu achabvumidzwa kupiwa mukana wokutonga pane kuti tione zvakaitika 2008 kuti vatangire vakahwina election kuchibva kwazobuda mangwana zvaa kuti patitadza kuitika peaceful transfer of power paakuitika manarratives akawanda akatiposa kuenda into eshamo pen election musi wa 2007 2008 saka maissues akubuda kumadzimai echidiki iwayo and I think ndezvinhu zvinhu zvinonyanya kugadziriswa izvo zvinai confidence in the electoral process
rambai makabata muzvare Maureen Kademaunga avasandasixumawo uhlelongo lwenu uhlelo The Connection msakazweni wenu msakazo weStudio 7 namhlanje sikhuluma ngenkuthazo ukuthi abasakhulayo balungiselele phela ukuyabhalisa ukuze bavote ngingakaphenduki kuwe Vimbai uyezwe nisandadzo kakwamuri vamavaza namzvare Maureen ndimbotora mutereri vamako mashinganyika kunamibia makadii mukoma mashonganyika
ko baba makadii
aiwa tiripo hedu kuri sei kunamibia
aiwa ndizvozvo baba tiringotambura tinongosingogara musango tinokwanisa kugara mumba tinodawo chaizvo kudzokera kuzimbabwe ndochinhu chekutanga asi situation yachona haisi kutibvumira ndachida kuti ndingoti gaga pana mukoma vari kuuk vezanav
ipinda henyu
makadii mukoma vezanup f ndinotenda nezvamuri kutaura asi ndanga ndichikumbirawo kuti mukoma kana muri epatriot wezimbabwe ari wezanup f makaenda kuuk kunotsvaga magreener pastures why can't you raise mari imimi as madonations sezviri kudiwa nedhemajority yevana vezimbabwe vari in the diaspora kuti taikumbirawo kuti tinge tichivhota kana mari ichikwanisa kureizika from that end, itai kuti munhu wese even ari diaspora akwanise kuregister kana muri vanhu veZANU-PF vari transparent, ndizvo kuti magara munohwina. Nokuti if you check, tinodzvanyirirwa mune zvakawanda, handidi kutaura kuti ndiriwe vacho ripi, asi zvinorwadza ndekuti kana vanhu vachiditira kuti vote tese tiri madiaspora, takaita kuti vanhu vabve madiaspora kunotsvaga magreener pastures, mavo mumba muine greener pasture chii?
Aha, aiwa tinotenda mukoma mako nekupinda muchirongwa. Vamavaza musati mapindura ipapo, regai ndimboenda kuna Vimbai. Sikulumenge si intu konapo Vimbai. Utava lwabasakulayo abakwamanyamazwe. Ngiyake ngithi nxa ngikhuluma labanye bethi wena ufuna suke lapha eAmerica, ngithenga itikiti lama $1,500 to $2,000. England ukuyavota eZimbabwe khona le ukhetho oluza kuya kuZANU-PF. Ukhulumile ukuthi abasakhulayo ukhuluma labo abaningi bathi you know ama candidates kaba waboni kuhle. Kodwa indaba ye cost, indaba abakhuluma ngayo yini nxa ukhuluma labo ikakhulu abaku diaspora lokuthi manje imsebenzi bese yavota.
Ngicela ukubingelela uSis Maureen, ngifuna ukukhuthaza kakhulu umsebenzi owenzayo. Ngiyakubingelela Sis Maureen and ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi sina abantu besifazana siyakuthanda kakhulu, siyawuthanda kakhulu umsebenzi owenzayo. Ngibuyele njalo edabeni lolu ebesilikhulume elama youth. Kule program esisebenza ngayo lapha eSouth Africa. Southern Africa, sikhuluma ngeSouth Africa, sikhuluma ngeBotswana, sikhuluma ngeNamibia. Yibo abaseduze ukuze bayefike eZimbabwe, sikhuluma nabaseZambia ngoba laseZambia sebekhona, sebegcwele. So, kukhona ukukhala okuba khona nxa bebuya kimi ukuthi hayi Vimbai, thina sifuna ukuhamba, kodwa imali asilayo. Kodwa emsebenzini singahamba, akula ma-off day. Ama-off days wathola ngoDisemba kuphela. Ngingenele mina ngithi hayi sokuyi responsibility yami ke le ukubana sokumele mina ngiyekhalela abaphezulu lapha eSouth Africa, ama official e-government, ama official e-labor, ngicele amalanga, ngicelela abantu abahlala lapha eSouth Africa abangamaZimbabwe. Lokho akusoke kube nzima ngoba lapha eSouth Africa mina kusenziwa ivote, ilizwe lonke linikezwa i-office. Njalo I believe ukubana thina yi-right yethu njalo ukuthi siphume emsebenzini, asisebenzi illegal lapha eSouth Africa, basebenza ngama-permits, ama-permits abawaphiwa yi-South African government. So i-plan ekhona esasetshenzwa khona khathesi ngokuthi okokuqala kuhanjiswe i-appeal ezohamba ngale e-government, cela amalanga, sicelela amaZimbabwe. Kube njalo leyi plan esikhona esimele nje igcwaliselwe ukuthi kuzaba le mobilization yamabus azasuka eSouth Africa ahambisa abantu ukuya vote. So leyo ndaba, indaba eyamalanga, le ndaba eyemali, indaba evele ekungenelweyo, indaba evele ehlalelwayo, indaba evele izizalunga nxa ukuthi nina ngihamba ngichumayele ukuthi asambeni siyevota. Angihambi nje ngiphonge ukukhuluma into engingayaziyo. Ngiyabathembisa ukuthi nxa sesikwazi siyavotela abantu, sabe sesikwazi by the time sesiyavota, sizasukuma sihambe ngamabhasi ngobuningi bethu. Njalo sikhalela laba abakuma-diaspora ukuthi abafuna ukusiza, akunamuntu ofoswayo, akula plan okuthiwa kumele kwenziwe. Abafuna ukusiza laba abaseduze, abaseduze leZimbabwe ukubana basukume bayihambe bayavota. Hayi, siyabayemukela, siyavuma njalo usizo, siyavuma njalo any suggestions that will come along. But sizakhona si-publisha, sibatshele ukuthi okay, iplan yakhona yenziwani. Kodwa khathesi ngisapheka mina, ngisasukuma ukuyacela ama-official e-South Africa ukuthi bavumele nxa zokuvota, ukuthi bavumele amaZimbabweni banikezwe amalanga ukubana bahambe bayevota elizweni labo.
Mhm, qhubeka usecingweni Vimbai. Just an update, as most of you or all of you would know, because it's something that we have been following on Here at Studio 7, we have reported about the biometric voter registration process. Yesterday, the two companies that are seeking to provide Zimbabwe with the biometric voter registration kits, that's Demalog Identification Systems from Germany and Luxstone Group Limited from China. They carried a mock registration exercise at, I think it was Mavuku School in Harare, where it registered about 150 school children under the age of 17. That's just a mock exercise. Indlela nje yokuvivinya ukuze kubonakale ukuthi inkampani eqhuba kuhle umsebenzi yipi ukuze bakhethe eyodwa uhurongwa wekudakusarudza company one between those two iri kuita basa nemazvo ndiyo ichapiwa basa rekunge ichitengesera Zimbabwe michina yemabiometric voter registration kits. Nasi makampani aya aita a similar exercise enze uhlelo olufanayo esikolo seMurape Secondary eSeke Rural District. That's where these companies conducted a second and final mock voter registration exercise today. That was at Murape Secondary School in Seke Rural District. Coming back to you, Vamavaza, Manzwa Vanhu vari kutaura, pane mutereri amubvunza mubvunzo asi musati mapindura uyezve pachidimbu. Ndimbomubvunzavo, imimi sevanhu veZANU PF vari mudiaspora, muri kushushikana here? Munombokurukura nevakuru venyu mubato nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari mudiaspora vanofanira kunge vachibvumizwa kuvhota?
Right. Isusu tiri mudiaspora ka takatomboita ZANU-PF. We had requested kuti ZANU-PF, not ZANU-PF, but munhu wese wemuZimbabwe, wherever he is, he must or she must be allowed to vote. But the problem we had is, as of now, we do not have that as a law. So we cannot vote from outside the country. We have to be in the country. So because that's how it is and that's how it stands now, our aim now is to ask everybody, wherever you are, when it comes to election time, when it comes to registration time, come and register. When it comes to election time, if you've got your country at heart, even if the ticket is more expensive, sometimes the future of our children is determined by what we vote for now. So we will be regretting it so much if we don't go and vote and somebody else takes over and goes with our country elsewhere. Coming to the question, a brother from Namibia had asked me, I forgot his name, Saunyama. Here is the answer. Yes, we are willing as ZANU-PF, and we are willing as individuals. If Wimbai is coming up and say, we have got a fund we have set in South Africa, we have got Zimbabweans who are not working, but they want to go home and register and come back, we are raising so much money, we will be able to assist. And we can look at that pot and put together. Because we are not campaigning for a party. We are not campaigning for opposition. We are simply requesting a Zimbabwean to go and register. Because your vote is your secret. So there is no fight about mobilizing people to go and vote. And anybody with a good suggestion, which I think some organizations will take the suggestion from my brother in Namibia, it is a good suggestion. We can put a fund aside, we can assist, we can get sponsors. That's not a problem as long as there is an organized accounting system put, not run by the government, not run by a particular party, but by Zimbabweans themselves. That is not a problem. But however, Mama, I forgot her name again. She's one guy.
Is it Maureen Kademaunga?
I think it's yes. It's Maureen. She's Maureen Kademaunga. She had stated clearly, which was wrongly though, that votes are stolen. I think we are missing a point here. We are asking people to register for to vote. We are asking people, we are mobilizing people who had given up voting. But if you come and vote, and you register in the areas you think that it's one-sided, go and register there for your site. Go in those areas. It would be wrong to say it's only the villages or rural areas where ZANU-PF is quite strong. Yes, it is strong there, I agree with you. But the opposition are in the rural areas. They are campaigning everywhere. There is no violence at the moment. And if violence starts, it is targeted by the opposition. We all know that. So it is not true to blame ZANU-PF for your failures as opposition. I think we must praise ZANU-PF for running successful elections for 37 years and running winning elections. So election is a game. Election is a point of winning. Not only democracy does not mean that if you win, you must say, okay, I've been ruling for long, so I'm tired. No. If people still want me to rule, I will rule. So when people still want ZANU-PF to rule, ZANU-PF will still rule. But if you think there are people who think otherwise, let's encourage the Zimbabwean people to go and vote and register for voting. And therefore, nobody will be saying the voting was one-sided. Because we have given each one a chance to ask your supporters and non-supporters to come, register, and stand. The only fight we have now in the next 6 months or 8 months to come is the war of a pen and paper, the war of voting.
Mm-hmm.
So voting is very important, and we need to mobilize that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can say is people are so bitter with ZANU-PF. And why? Because they failed in one way or the other, and they blame ZANU-PF. We don't blame our failures and the failures of the world economy, which is running down, on one country.
Uh-huh. Mavaza, ndimbo pinda ipapo, ndimbo tora mtereri. Tinka silo Johannes Moyo. Tinava Johannes Moyo parunare. Magadiva Moyo.
Ndipo magadi yenu.
Aiwa, tripo edu. Tipe ufungwa zenyu pachidimbo.
Ya, ndatende hangu nekulipa wa mkana wa.
Mhm.
Inindiyo inokurudzira zvikurusa kuti vechidiki dai yabuda nevandu kwavo kundonyeresa kuti vagovhota. Ndinorangarira kuti before 1980 chapter 9 independence vanhu vakanga vane simba vakaenda kuhondo kunge vaone chimurenda vanga vari vechidiki ndo vakanga vari vazhinji ndovatiri kuona zvino vane ma 55 years vane ma 60 years. Ivava vanhu yavo ndovanga vari vechidiki vakanga vane simba rekune manyamutange kuhondo. Saka the destiny of this country iri mumavoko evanhu vechidiki ngavabude vose vandonyoresa kuvhota. Kunyange ivo vanhu vakuru varipowo ndinoti ngavatsigire purogiramu yakambolonjiwa kuHarare kunyana Tafara chitanganisi inozibereka mwana. Munhu ngaarege kusiya mwana wake umba kana ava nezere yekunyeredzesa kuti avhote. Ngaabude naye aende naye kundoregesa kuvhota. Iyewo kana wava musi wamaelections munhu ngaabereke futi mwana wake ane kodzero yekuvhota achienda naye kunovhota. Ndeuri chitizvo zvinhu muno muZimbabwe. Chimwewo chandinoda kutaura zvikurusa ndechekuti pana vamavaza mino wangu
ndoda kuti
atendere kumashure kuti pakaita inonzi ASAP kwaa kusina chinonzi opposition ende ndopakatanga kurova nyika nezvanupiyefu haafani kuzviramba izvozvo ende pakapiwa vanhu ma 50,000 pasina budget yakanga yabudget vapo ma 50,000 maovhetereni kwaa kusina kuti chinonzi opposition ndopakaurova nyika ipapo. Saka kana itaura zvekuti opposition yakaburira nyika munhu ari kutorasika iye semunhu anonzi iye igweta kana chiloya zvinoreva kuti haasi kutaura ari pachokwadi.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa
kumanguva
ndidzo
dzafaatauri vanhu chokwadi chaicho nguva zhinji. Iye zvino mukatarisa iyeka ari kuuk ari kundopuratidza basa rake reno iroro ikoko waya achindaiti muno muZimbabwe hamuna here vanoda kumiririza nemagweta.
Okay, aiwa, tinotenda mukoma wangu. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa nguva ndidzo dzafamba. Sihlobo zami, vabereki kudzimba, vazali emakhaya, uhlelo lokubhalisa ukuze lenelise ukuvota luzavulwa kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Ngakho akulani lokuthi uke wavota kukhetho olwedluleyo. I-voters roll ebivele ikhona kayisasebenzi. Ngakho kuzabhaliswa wonke umuntu kakutsha oleminyaka engu-18 and above ukuze uvote. Ungathi ngavota ngo-1980 kumbe ngo-2008 kumbe ngo-2013 ngakho ngi-right. Hayi, awukho right, akusela umuntu obhalisileyo. Abantu bonke bazabhaliswa kakutsha. Vabereki, ndiri kutaura ineni kuti chirongwa chekunyoresa vanhu vachange vachivhota mugore rinouya chichange chichitanga munguva pfupi inotevera. Naizvozvo hazvinei nekuti makambovhota here musarudzo dzapfuura, nekuti voters roll yekudhara haichashandi. Saka gadzirirai, garai makagadzira kuti pachavhurwa chirongwa munge muchienda kunonyoresa. Enda, time is no longer our best ally. That's 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Vimbai, give us your last word.
My last word is to Mr. Mavaza and Zanu. I just need them to understand the fact that we are not foolish anymore. We now know what we want. And even if right now I heard him say, oh, it's a good idea that tinoda ku mobilize abantu tivaendesa ku Zimbabwe, they are very quick at jumping onto things they were not even intending to do. So we are not stupid anymore, and the people of Zimbabwe are not stupid anymore. And the people of Zimbabwe have seen, even vakaenda kuhondo kwacho vakatanga vachibeliever because vakaenda kunorwa vachirwira Zimbabwe. But iko zvino vakuzviona. So these are my last words, and the few last words I want to tell the people of Zimbabwe, that this is the time to change what is going on right now. This is the time to walk into the new Zimbabwe. And the only people that can help us walk into the new Zimbabwe is us, the citizens of Zimbabwe. It is not ZANU-PF, it is not Tsvangirai, it is not Mujuru. It is you as a Zimbabwean citizen. You are going to build the new Zimbabwe that you want in the future. Thank you.
Aha, ngesintu ngingakai kuma kumavaza ngesintu just 45 seconds avimbaya kuvala uhlelo.
Ngicela ukukhuluma labazalo abeZimbabwe, ngicela ukulitshela ukuthi iZimbabwe isinga ilocking electric, iZimbabwe ililizwe lethu, iZimbabwe kufanelekile iyakhwe yithi, iZimbabwe izalungiswa yithi. Yebo, silapha eSouth Africa sicatshile, kodwa sizacatha kuze kube nini. Njalo ngiyalivumbulula lapho licatshe khona, ngithi hayi, kasisukumeni ke sihambe siyelungisa ilizwe lethu, ngoba sifuna ukucatha iminyaka le minyaka sizisekufa, abantwana bethu beze befele khona lapha, ngoba thina lathi singabazalwa beZimbabwe, singabantu beZimbabwe, sifuna ukuyakha leyo Zimbabwe. Ngiyakwazi ithemba sesilahlekelwe lithemba, kodwa yiso lesi sikhathi esokuthi sibe nethemba njalo, sisukume siyeregista, sisukume siyevota, sike sikuzame lokho. Yiwo lawa amazwi wami engifuna engiwatshela laba amaZimbabweni akhona all over the world, whether lilapha eSouth Africa kumbe liseLondon, liseEngland, liseAustralia, liseIndia, liseChina, wherever you are, ngiyalicela ngobuningi benu, sisukume sihambe kuyelungisa ilizwe lethu.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Limbai. Mr. Mavaza, 30 seconds and 30 seconds, your last word, please.
Thank you. I just want to say, yes, Wimbai, I agree with you. Zimbabweans are not stupid anymore. That's why they vote ZANU-PF throughout. And we are saying to all Zimbabweans, let's go out there and register to vote. The reason why our brothers, our fathers, us, we went out to fight was to get this right to vote.
Uh-huh.
And don't throw it away by not registering. Go and register to vote and show those who talk too much that whom you want to be in power again.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. And I have the last word. We have a message from one of our listeners, that's Muzi, who says, Mr. Mavaza is obviously confusing the UK and Zimbabwe. If he continues on this unadvised rhetoric of saying Zimbabwe is not as bad as people think, and that Zimbabwe is better than most countries, which planet is Mr. Mavaza from? That does it for us tonight. I'd like to thank our guests, Vimbaishe Mushwaburi, youth activist, Mr. Masimba Mavaza, ZANU-PF activist and lawyer, and Maureen Kademaunga of the hashtag SheVotes campaigner. That's it from me and the crew here at Studio 7. I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday, same time, same radio station, different topic. Good night, Zimbabwe.